You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by SID Media, and we have been speaking about all things prophecy throughout the whole week. So just as the Bible places great importance on the spiritual gift of prophecy, this is according to the book of 1 Corinthians chapters 14, the Seventh-day Adventist Church believe this remains true just as true today. One of the most prominent co-founders of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Ellen G. White, demonstrated the gift of prophecy and met the criteria of the above test of a prophet. So Pastor Nawa is joining us once again so that we can understand who Ellen White is and if she indeed she had the gift of prophecy. My pastor, good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And how are you?
I am good, Pastor. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Let us pray. Our Father who art above, Lord, we want to say thank you for this time. As we discuss things of eternal value, may you please guide us and lead us. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So, Mpundisi, please kindly take us through what is, in fact, the spirit of prophecy and who is Ellen Golden White?
Thank you so much for the question. If you read Revelation chapter 19, verse number 10, last part, it says the spirit for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Mm.
So if we are talking about the spirit of prophecy, we are talking about testifying about Jesus only. Then we move on to the other part of the question, who Ellen G. White is. Then when reading about the Seventh-day Adventist Church, its history, or especially its involvement in health reform in the United States, you will likely come across the name Ellen G. White.
Mm-hmm.
There is no reason for that, as few others have demonstrated the wisdom, practically, and spiritual leadership she exhibited in the formation of the denomination. Let's introduce you to Ellen G. White.
Mm-hmm.
I can start maybe by Ellen G. White's profound legacy. While you may not find a name in a history textbook, Ellen G. White made a significant contribution to the health reform movement in 19th century America. She is also a highly regarded pioneer of Seventh-day Adventists, as she played a key role in the formation of the denomination. And her impact is still recognized today, both by Adventists and others. Smithsonian Magazine even named her as one of the 100 most significant Americans of all time. She is the most translated female nonfiction author in the history of literature.
Okay.
As well as the most translated American nonfiction author of either gender. By the time she passed away, her writings came close to 100,000 pages. This included 20 published books, 5,000 articles, and more than 200 informational leaflets. More so, Ellen White accomplished an amazing amount of things during her lifetime. But what she is most remembered for is the practical and spiritual counsel she gave, both in spoken word and in written word. And for your own information, most of her ideas were well ahead of her time. She was widely recognized as having the prophetic gift. That is according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1 to 5, and Romans 12, verse 6, and was always careful to point her readers and listeners to God and the Bible as the source of truth. She also advocated for improved personal health and hygiene, effective interpersonal communication, a more comprehensive approach to education, authentic spirituality, stronger church leadership, and more. Much of her advice is still relevant today and has helped many people improve their lives and deepen their Christian walk. Maybe we can move on to the background and calling to his to her ministry now.
Yes, Mpundis.
Ellen was born on November 26, 1827, to the large Hammond family. She was the youngest of 8 children, and they lived on a small farm in Rural, Maine at the time. She was raised as a devout Methodist, but her family was forced out of the Methodist church when she accepted William Miller's preaching about the imminent return of Jesus. Then in 1846, Ellen G. White was married to James White, also a former Millerite. The two joined with others who continued studying their Bibles about Christ's return and accepted the seventh day, Saturday, as the true Sabbath. Her devout involved with this group of Christians helped lead to the official founding of the Seventh Day Adventist Church, that is in 1863. Then there is a practical and spiritual counsel for fellow Christians, uplifting the Bible above all other wisdom. If you look at the major part of Ellen G. White's ministries, was to lead people to the profound truth in the Bible, especially those that had been misunderstood or forgotten, or that had been distorted or de-emphasized by various traditions. So since her writings included specified directions and instructions, she frequently made it clear that her words to others were only serving their true purpose. If they reminded people to study their Bibles, she wanted a follower, a fellow Christians, to better understand the God they serve and to prepare their hearts for the second coming of Jesus. And this is also similar to the mission of many of the Bible prophets, to deliver a message from God that reminded people of his words. She took this conviction seriously, as she believed the Bible to be the rule of your faith and practice. And furthermore, in 1903, article published for a church world readership in the Review and Herald, she said, "Little heed is given to the Bible, and the Lord has given a lesser light to lead men and women to the greater light." This statement shows how she perceived her role. Though many people praised her eloquence in writing and speaking on spiritual topics, she did not see herself or her writings as holy or equal to scripture. She would have dismissed that idea as ridiculous. Maybe that's all about Ellen G. White. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a few about her.
Mm-hmm. So seeing that, my pastor, that she's one of the co-founders of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, why is she an integral part of Adventists?
Okay, thank you so much for the question. If you look closely to the history or background I gave it to you, while she considered herself among the lesser lights, pointing towards Jesus, she also described the Bible as the bright light that people are to reflect to the world. And when this bright light is applied to our lives, it will bind us in strong bonds to Jesus. So Ellen White saw her work as leading others to a deeper appreciation for biblical truth. We can compare this even to the work of many prophets in the Bible, whom God used specifically to remind Israel of things they had previously been taught but didn't take to heart.
Mm.
Additionally, maybe she wants her readers and listeners to take human ideas and teachings with a grain of salt.
Mm.
She also emphasized the many ways human ideas were far from perfect, and that arguing back and forth about human philosophy was not productive. So studying the Bible was the only way to discover real truth. That is according to Ellen G. White.
Mm.
So one could sum up the intent of her writings as a reflection of Isaiah 8, verse 20, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Mm. That is, according to Isaiah 8, verse 20.
Mm-hmm. So in her messages, Pundiswami, is her message important for our salvation, or is it that it's something that we can do without? Or indeed, should we read her messages in order for us to understand the Bible or all of those things? Or it's okay even if you don't read her writings?
Okay, thank you so much for the question. To start with, we can look at what of some of her messages that are important to our life. Maybe I can give you an insight into the war between good and evil. If you look very carefully in the Bible, the entire Bible tells us of the spiritual conflict that envelops our world. Ellen White used a special term for this war. He named it the Great Controversy. Most Christians know the basics of the story in Genesis, which describes the fall of humanity as they exercised their right to choose by opting to know both good and evil. That is according to Genesis chapter 3, verse number 22. Mm. But there is a lot to unpack here. And she saw this as the backdrop for all human events in history. It was the context for everything happening in the world. And she also talked about how the conflict becomes more intense and complicated over time, especially as we draw closer to the times depicted in the book of Revelation.
Mm.
This is why our relationship with Jesus is so crucial. She also emphasized how a big part of Satan's efforts in this war is to spread misinformation about what God is like. Then it is Satan's constant effort to misrepresent the character of God. So the nature of sin and the real issues at stake in the Great Controversy, as seriously as this war between good and evil, was in her eyes.
Mm.
Ellen White claimed the promises of God in the Bible.
Mm.
God would ultimately win the war, prevailing over evil. So Jesus would conquer Satan. All will be made right. So we don't have to be discouraged.
Mm.
When we accepted Christ, we can have faith that we are not in the winning side of this cosmic conflict.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. So what are some of the messages, Mpundiswami, from her that are important for our lives that we should take? I know there's one, the health message and so forth, but from you, what are some of those messages that we should take?
Okay, thank you so much for the question. According to Ellen G. White, she stated that mostly an overview of Ellen White's legacy, as I said before, and even if we look at her background and calling to ministry, her practical and spiritual counsel to fellow Christians, she also emphasized that placing the Bible above all other wisdom insight into war between good and evil. As I said, she stated it in the book Great Controversy. And so also, she advocated for the Christians to uphold Jesus Christ as the only hope for salvation. Also, she encourages people to be Bible-based relationships and how we should treat others. And she shed light on the second coming of Christ, how she paved the way of effective Christians' education.
Mm.
Her contribution and her contributions to spirit of prophets. That is, if you read Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, it says, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophets.
Mm.
So Ellen G. White's books testifies about Jesus. So I think that is of paramount importance to us. If you read their books, we'll be Christ-like and we understand the Bible better.
Mm.
As she said, their messages is a lesser light.
Mm. Mm, okay. So any closing remarks, Mpundiswami, on the issue? You know, we've spoken a lot about prophecy, how you can receive the gift of prophecy, what qualifies one for that, you know, how other people are using other spirits to prophesy. And today we actually learned about one of the co-founders of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. So do you have any closing remarks as we end this conversation?
Thank you so much. I just wanted to say, if we read through the whole Bible, certain behavioral themes stand out. By that, we can determine which kinds of attitudes and actions are valued by God and show love to others. Some of these major themes are true prophets advocated for compassion, kindness, generosity, humility, patience, joy, peace, faithfulness, merciful, or forgiving, according to Galatians 5, verse 22.
Mm.
But now, the danger for us in if we engage ourselves to the wrong spirits, and at the end, we end up living a sinful life. That is demonstrated or advocated by the false prophets, and the behaviors, including the behaviors, are destructive to us and others. That is selfishness, hate, malice, sexual immorality, greed, idolatry, slander. We found it in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 19. So, in conclusion, we must know how to recognize these behaviors in the first step. Then we can dig a little deeper in scriptures to learn how to foster these kinds of habits in our lives through the examples of Jesus. That is according to 1 Peter 2, verse 21. Lastly, it's a warning to the listeners. I just want to quote Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 17. It reads, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming time because the days are evil. Therefore, don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. I think that's all.
Thank you, Mpundi. So I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us before we close?
Let us pray. Our gracious Father who art above, Lord, we want to say thank you for leading us through our week of prayer. May you help our listeners to follow what is right, and may you help us to understand prophecy and the dangers of it. May you lead us into eternity. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor. Have yourself a blessed Sabbath.
Amen. Same to you. Stay blessed.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.